Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel.
Jessica Siegel is a journalism professor at New York University.
A punishing heat wave continues to plague much of the country this week, causing energy problems. Commentator Jessica Siegel has come up with her own solution.
Up, down, up, down. I'm 20 minutes into spinning class. We're wasting an amazing natural resource, fat. What if we hooked up all these bikes to electrical generators? We could pump a lot of juice. As a skinny, doe-eyed teenager in the 1960s, she launched the new look of the era. Welcome, Twiggy.
Hello.
Twiggy, I have read so many conflicting reports about how you really looked, what your weight was, and what your measurements were. Can you just set the record straight?
I always ate. I've never, ever dieted. I'm lucky I've got a high metabolism.
You were the beginning of what has been 40 years of a much thinner look. And so I wonder if those weight issues were really as influential on you as a young model back then as they are today on the models we're seeing on Next Top Model.
I mean, I think the fashion industry always, even if you go back before me, designers, even in the 20s and 30s, the models were slim.
Even in the morning.
So the question really is, was Marilyn Monroe a size 12? Greg Schreiner is the guy who knows.
I have proof. I have the actual gowns. You can see they are petite.
Well, do you think I could try on one of the gowns?
We could try, but no guarantees.
Greg, are you nervous? I think your hands are shaking.
Well, we're holding about $100,000 worth of fabric here, so we don't want it to rip, do we?
Now I'm nervous.
You give me fever.
We're going to chat with one of the country's hottest and most heated comedians. For in-your-face humor about sex, gays, fat, politics, and race, she has been called the Lenny Bruce of our day. We are talking about Margaret Cho.
Thank you.
You have been at the eye of quite a media storm after your anti-Bush joke, which, by the way, my mom thinks is hilarious. Can you tell us what that joke was and how that outcry affected your writing this book?
The incident was for MoveOn.org, and they had a benefit called Bush in 60 Seconds, and they had ads on their site that equated Bush with Hitler. And I did the benefit, and I said, George Bush is not Hitler. He would be if he applied himself.
We're talking about the best-selling author Neil Strauss. This book is called The Game. What is The Game, and why are you playing it?
The Game is sort of the story of this strange underground world of pickup artists and these guys who meet in lairs in every city in Europe, and they discuss tips and tactics for meeting women.
Neil, in your book, you describe yourself as a pale, slouched, short, and skinny, unattractive man. Was it really that bad?
Yes.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all
it's
over you.
It's polo season in the Northeast. We sent our Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel. Jessica, where are you and why?
Well, you know, this is the big glamour event of the Hamptons, all the swells coming out to stand in the VIP tent and watch the handsome polo players from Argentina. I'm riding a horse named Lolita, and I was afraid I would hit her.
Sometimes you hit the horse.
And what does the horse do?
Nothing. They don't talk.
So can I be on the team?
Yeah, maybe. You're not that bad, eh?
I kind of got him to take me over to the piano, and he played, and I guess you could say I had my close-up.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Jessica, it's wonderful to have talent as a writer.
Yes, it is wonderful to have talent as a writer, but I guess I'm not going to be a Marilyn Monroe, and whether she was a size 12 or not, I'm definitely not going to have a singing career.
Jessica Siegel, beautiful in print as always. Thanks for joining us.